Text numéro 49. It's official. The Boomerang Kids won't leave. Annie Kazanex has two different ways of explaining why, at age 27, she still lives with her mum. In the first version, the optimistic one, she says that she is doing the sensible thing by living rent-free as she plans her next career move. After graduating from Loyola University, Chicago, Kazanex struggled to support herself in the midst of the recession, working a series of unsatisfying jobs, selling ads at the soon-to-be-bankrupt Sun-Times, bagging groceries at Whole Foods, bartending, in order to pay off her student loans. But she inevitably grew frustrated with each job and found herself stuck in one financial mess after another. Now that she's back in her high school bedroom, perhaps she can finally focus on her long-term goals. But in the second version, the bleaker one, Kazanex admits that she fears that her mum's house in Downers Grove, Illinois, half an hour west of the city, has become a crutch. She's been living in that old bedroom for 4 years and is nowhere closer to figuring out what she's going to do with her career. "Everyone tells me to just pick something," she says, "but I don't know what to pick." One in five people in their 20s and early 30s is currently living with his or her parents, and 60% of all young adults receive financial support from them. That's a significant increase from a generation ago, when only 1 in 10 young adults moved back home and few received financial support. The common explanation for the shift is that people born in the late 1980s and early 1990s came of age amid several unfortunate and overlapping economic trends. Nearly 45% of 25-year-olds, for instance, have outstanding loans, with an average debt above $20,000. Some may hope that the boomerang generation represents an unfortunate but temporary blip, that the class of 2015 will be able to land great jobs and reach financial independence. But the latest recession was only part of the boomerang generation's problem. In reality, it simply amplified a trend that had been growing stealthily for more than 30 years. Since 1980, the US economy has been destabilized by a series of changes: the growth of foreign trade, rapid advances in technology, among others, that have affected all workers, but particularly those just embarking on their careers. These boomerang kids are not a temporary phenomenon. They appear to be part of a new and permanent life stage. It's so new, in fact, that most boomerang kids and their parents are still struggling to make sense of it. Is living with your parents a sign, as it once was, of failure? Or is it a practical, long-term financial move? Adapted from the New York Times, June 2014.